In recent years, archaeologists have unearthed clues to the spiritual practices of the first Africans in America. Annapolis, Maryland, a sloping, narrow street in this brick colonial town. Archaeologist Cindy Chance is 4 feet down a hole in the sidewalk. She scrapes dirt, crumbled brick, and crushed oyster shells from the bottom of the hole. In the 17th and 18th centuries, Annapolis was the point of entry and enslavement for many West Africans brought to this continent. Remember Roots, the novel and TV series by Alex Haley? This is the town Kunta Kinte is brought to before he's sold to a Virginia plantation. Cindy Chance spreads out a jumble of artifacts she's discovered in this hole.
Glazed earthenware. There's some more burned glass.
Heading up the dig is archaeologist Matt Paulus.
We see porcelain. We see some very some relatively fine tablewares.
That looks almost like it's thin enough to be bone china.
It's an earthenware, but it's the rim of a teacup.
Can you connect what you're seeing here to the African or African American populations that were in Annapolis at the time?
Certainly, this neighborhood in the later 19th century and in the early 20th century is predominantly African American. I should say Fleet Street is predominantly African American, so there's a good chance of that.
Archaeologists are finding that this old town is full of secret history, under the sidewalks, tucked behind bricks, and especially in the slave quarters of old colonial houses.
In the late 18th and early 19th centuries, we find what we archaeologically call caches.
Mark Leone directs the Archaeology in Annapolis project.
A cache is made up of three kinds of items: something that is a personal belonging, something that represents a malady, and then there's something to hold a spirit.
Leone is a professor at the University of Maryland. His most exciting finds are displayed here, across town, at the Banneker Douglas African American History Museum. One of those finds, a large cache from the cellar of a local tavern.
We're looking in a glass case where there is an array of, little animal bones, little skulls. I think those are peach pits, old buttons that are now green, little pieces of glass and shell. This is one big cache?
It is a very, very large cache found at the base of the stairs of Reynolds Tavern.
What do these little pieces mean?
It took us a while to figure this out. What you see is a lot of stuff that is white. White is the color of ash and death, and it leads a spirit, and a spirit can be found following it or caught by it on its way home to the sea, the original place of birth of all humanity.
It's called a cache because the trinkets and charms are bundled together and then hidden. They look just like the ones used in West African spiritual traditions, but these are made with local materials, like those peach pits. The cache was meant to trap spirits and use them for healing or protection, Leone says.
The spirit has to do what is invoked, and that's quite different from either Protestant or Catholic Christianity. It means that the spirits, like the Holy Spirit, are far more active in people's lives than they would be in the normal European interpretation.
Later caches found in other Annapolis buildings show the spiritual practices mixing with Christianity. There's one intriguing piece. It's a tiny little charm the size of a ladybug, a hand holding a ring. Leone calls it a fist charm and says it's evidence that the early slaves were practicing the Muslim religion here too.
And therefore, in 18th and 19th century Annapolis, there are other religions beyond Christianity.
So despite how slave masters may have tried, they could not break the culture of the Africans that were brought here. Maybe they hid it, but they kept putting these things in these caches. They kept speaking to their spirits. You can tell that.
We can not only tell that, through archaeology we can actually use artifacts to understand the wholeness and the complexity of people's lives. So our contribution to Annapolis is an understanding that this is an African city with African traditions alive as well as a European city.
Dr. Leone, thank you so much for joining me here.
Entirely my pleasure.
Mark Leone is an archaeology professor at the University of Maryland. He's also the head of the Archaeology in Annapolis project.